It's time for the news dive, taking a bit of a deeper dive into some of the stories that are making the news. And there's a bit of a, well, let's call it a diplomatic spat that's brewing. The whole world dealing with tariffs and all sorts of other things. Zambia is now dismissing U.S. health warnings after a toxic spill in the copper mining area. The thing is, though, that the toxic spill happened way back in February, and not writing it off. Not saying that it's not, you know, potentially disastrous, but what happened was it was basically a mine dump, the tailings dams at the Sinometals Leach Zambia mine, which is a subsidiary of China Non-Ferrous Metal Mining Group owned by the Chinese government. And there was a leak there, and loads of toxic water and everything got into the actual waterway. So not a good thing. The tailings dam used to store toxic waste and heavy metals collapsed into the Kafue River, which is a key drinking water source and apparently a tributary of the Zambezi, so that water could have gone all the way down. Now, what happened is on Wednesday, the U.S. Embassy actually issued a health alert, and they ordered the immediate withdrawal of its personnel in Kitwe Town and the nearby areas due to concerns of what they called widespread contamination of water and soil linked to that February spill. So the Zambian government questioning the timing a little bit there, saying, well, you know, you should have maybe issued that warning in February if you were really worried about it. They say that it has all been cleaned up. The government spokesperson saying the laboratory results show that pH levels have returned to normal in the area and that the water was safe to drink. They say there are no longer any serious implications for public health, water safety, agriculture, or the environment, and that therefore the U.S. Embassy pressing the panic button on Wednesday is a little bit questionable. They've also basically asked why it took the embassy since February to issue the alert, but also accused them of keeping quiet on the lead poisoning that was happening in central Zambia that partly traces its roots to Western mining giants. And neither of those are actually good things. Yes, we don't want tailings dams collapsing and getting into water sources, and we definitely don't want lead poisoning happening from mining either. So all sorts of things happening in Zambia. But yeah, interesting timing there, and a little bit of a diplomatic spat coming between Zambia and the United States.